This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are considering a bill that could help lift Colorado families out of poverty. It would create a child tax credit using the state's tax surplus. Families would get up to $3,200 per child each year, depending on their overall income. State Representative Jenny Wilford.
When we expand and distribute the child tax credit, we will create healthier, happier futures for our kids and set them on a path towards economic success and economic prosperity.
Opponents say any tax surplus should be given directly back to all taxpayers. If it's passed, the child tax credit could give Colorado the lowest child poverty rate in the nation. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal and the county's commissioners are joining a lawsuit challenging state immigration laws. Originally filed by Douglas County, the lawsuit targets legislation that limits cooperation between local law enforcement agencies and federal immigration officials. Plaintiffs allege those laws violate the state constitution and infringe on local rule. Under state law, officers cannot arrest or detain an individual based on their immigration status. They're also barred from sharing one's legal status with federal officials. A Colorado Court of Appeals has ruled a defamation lawsuit against the Trump campaign and other conservative groups can move forward. The state was brought by a former employee of Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. Eric Coomer sued the Trump campaign, campaign surrogates, and pro-Trump media after he became a target of conspiracy theories surrounding the 2020 presidential election. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.